Hello, friends. This is Paul Scharf with the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry. As I always tell you, I am a church ministries representative. So what does a church ministries representative for the Friends of Israel Gospel Ministry do? Such was the question I was asked last week while I was teaching family camp at Crescent Lake Bible Camp in Rhinelander, Wisconsin. Well, a Friends of Israel church ministries representative does exactly what I was doing last week, teaching the Bible. We go out into churches, teaching and preaching, ministering to churches, serving churches, helping believers, speaking about issues related to the importance of Israel and the fact that God still has a future for Israel, that he will fulfill every promise he ever gave them, every prophecy he ever made for them. Helping churches to learn to interact meaningfully and lovingly with the Jewish people and show appreciation to them and care for them and serve them and support them, both physically but ultimately spiritually. These are the duties of a church ministries representative with the Friends of Israel. But here's the amazing thing, friends. We aren't going to do any of these things without the help and support of God's people, those who faithfully give to allow us to do this work. They, perhaps you, are truly the Friends of Israel. You make this ministry work. You make it happen through your gifts. We must raise support for our position with the Friends of Israel. The Friends of Israel as a ministry must raise funds constantly to continue to do this great work that it is engaged in all around the world. And dear friends, I wonder if you would consider at this time giving to our account, giving to the Friends of Israel so that we could continue in our work and expand our work and ultimately be devoted to this work on a full-time basis and permanently in that way, which is our goal, our purpose, our plan, our focus. Now, if you can't give financially right now, we understand that. We still want to minister to you. We still want you to be involved in our teaching, in all of our ministries, all of the efforts we're engaged in. We ask that you would pray for us. And truly, that is more important than financial giving. God can always supply funds. If you can't be the source of those funds at this time, however, you can pray for us. I encourage you to do that. I invite you to do that. I humbly ask you to do that, dear friends. Thank you for considering being a part of the team, becoming in one way or another the Friends of Israel. And may God bless you for it.